with Sam's music now blasting violently throughout our arena. The hardcore beast, Evil Sam Goddamn Natus, now has made his way onto the entrance ramp, and putting both middle fingers into the air, Natus continues down the aisle, carrying his partner in crime, the Sledge. Now at the entrance of the cage, you can see Natus pulling on the mesh, testing the durability of our steel structure.
Making his way to the ring in all black and carrying his signature weapon, the Sledge, he is the icon of hardcore and the sickest, most sadistic SOB on earth. Ladies and gentlemen, hardcore fans, this is the ruler of all that is wrong. I only need to say his name once, Evil Sam Goddamn Natus.
This guy needs some serious help, and when I say that, he... Oh, my God. Oh, no. Please don't tell me someone just handed that lunatic a mic. Oh, well, there goes the neighborhood. Apparently, Sam Natus has something to say, and I, for one, I'm not going to stop him. Take it away, you lunatic.
WWA. Tonight, I take out Billy Budfuck in a hardcore barbed wire steel cage. Brawl. It's gonna be a massacre when I take his head and smash it like a pumpkin on Halloween. Bones are gonna be broken. Careers are gonna be ended. And I am going to become your hardcore god.
His opponent, accompanied to the ring by his best friend the bartender, and Bud, the drunken midget. He hails from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and claims his hobbies include midget tossing, beer drinking, and random public disorder. If you've got kids, don't let them near this man. He is the drunken bastard, Billy Ray.
You know, folks, I'm not really sure Sam wants to pick this time to insult Billy Ray, because if I know the drunken bastard like I think I do, he's probably on the tail of his 24th beer and is irritated that he can't drink his 25th because he's got to come out here and wrestle. Well, the lights have faded, and judging from the music, the circus is in town! Stumbling up the stage and being poured into the ring, believe it or not, this crowd seems to be pro Billy Ray. Go figure. I mean, my God. Oh, no. He's dry heaving in the corner. Hey, bartender. He's dry heaving in the corner. Are you sure this guy's in any conditions for wrestle? Oh, don't lock the cage. Well, whether we think Billy Ray is ready to wrestle or not, it's time for this match to begin. It's Ray versus Natus, and the referee has been thrown out of the cage. Natus has Sledge, and here we go! With Ray still on all fours, Natus charges with Sledge over his head for maximum impact. If Ray doesn't move, this one's going to be over before it started, and here comes the pain! Oh, Natus misses with the Sledge shot from hell, and sweeping leg, Billy Ray was playing possum! I don't believe it! He just tricked Natus! Natus scrambles to his feet, and Ray closes the gap with a vicious right hand to the face. Natus returns fire, and Billy Ray's face is shaken from left to right. Ray stumbles backwards, and Natus moves in. Oh, kick to the dick by Billy Ray, and that doubles over the evil one. Ray with a snap down TDT, and the father of evil is down and out. Here's the first cover in the count. One, two, three. No, Natus barely gets his shoulder up, folks, and this one's going to continue. Fans, Sledge has been thrown to the side of the ring, and if either Natus or Ray can gain control over this hardcore equalizer, then I think it's safe to say we're going to have a decisive winner early in this bout. Pulling Natus from the canvas, Ray tosses him into the corner of the cage with the Sledge. Natus arches his back in pain, and oh no, Billy Ray has a Sledge, and he's asking the crowd if they want to see him knock Sam Natus into tomorrow. The fans give their approval and charging in like a bat out of hell. Look out, Meatloaf! Oh, Natus counters with a surprise hip-popping spear, and Jesus Christ, superstar, he practically cuts a drunken bastard in half. Mounted punches rain down on Billy. Billy Ray's parade and clipping his fingers around the throat of Billy Ray. Sam Mattis is now choking the life out of his opponent. Ray's in trouble, and Sam is now getting back to his feet with the choke still applied. Ray's eyes are rolling into the back of his head and lifting the drunken one up into the air. Spinning two-fisted choke slam rattles Ray from head to toe, and there's no way he's kicking out of this one. One, two, three. No, Ray rolls to his side, beating the count, and this one's going to continue. Fan Sam Natta seems to be enjoying his stay inside this steel cage, where Billy Ray has appeared to be feeling the brunt of the blows. In fact, it's my opinion that Billy Ray is now hurt. Billy Ray is now injured, and with two of the most intense wrestlers on the face of the planet locked inside a cage with no hope of escape, you have to wonder how much Billy Ray can take. But still, in that same breath, I say this. Never say never and never count Billy Ray out. Because if you do, if you let your guard down for even 1 second, especially inside a steel structure in a hardcore match, this veteran, this in-ring superstar, could take you out just like that. Off the canvas comes Ray, and wrapping his massive arms around the drunken bastard, Natas piles forward with an awesome belly-to-belly suplex. The crowd boos, and let me tell you something, folks. I can't even tell you what Sam Natas just said to them inside that ring. Natas said he's going to do it again, and the crowd gets even more animated, and there he goes for a second belly-to-belly. Hook of the leg and the cover and the count. One, two, three. No, Natas nods his head, telling the referee it's not going to happen. He just yanks Billy Ray off the canvas. It appears Sam Natas wants Billy Ray to feel more pain. I got to tell you something, folks. This match is going to get brutal. I can just feel it in my bones. Sam Natas has now taken hold of Billy Ray's wrestling boots and rocking back. Oh, he just slingshotted Ray face first into the cage, and down to one knee goes the drunken bastard. And folks, Billy Ray is cut. The drunken bastard is gushing blood and now staggering backwards towards the logo. Sam reaches through the legs of Ray, and we have a roll-up. Referee's position. One, two. No, Billy Ray has got his hands on the sledge, and he just slams it right into Sam Natas' face, clobbering the evil one. This seems to be what Billy Ray has been waiting for all night long. Natas sees the blood trickling from his heart. Oh, my God, he's like a shark in water. Here he goes. He's supporting Ray with punches and kicks from left to right, left to right, left to right. Ray doesn't know what to do, and the bartender bar locked on the outside of the cage. I don't think Billy Ray was prepared for this type of violence from Sam goddamn Natas. Irish whip by Natas sends Ray into the ropes, but Ray reverses the hold, sending Natas into the nylon. Off the rebound and back into the center of the ring, Billy Ray steps to the side, and whoa! Face first into the sledgehammer goes Sam Natas once again, courtesy of a Billy Ray drop toe hold. Ray is feeling the win. One, two, no, kick out by Natas, and folks, even though both of these men are busted open fast, I don't think either wrestler is even close to giving up. Side headlock by Billy Ray slows down the pace, and fighting to his feet, Sam Natas pulls Ray back into the corner of the cage by his mullet. Ray signals for the bulldog and the evil one. He's arching back. He's fighting the bulldog. Billy Ray tries to go again out of the car, and Sam Natas fights it again. Natas uses his freaking strength to fall back into the turnbuckle and smashing his head into the corner pad. Oh, shit is right. I think Sam Natas just knocked Billy Ray into tomorrow with an awesome and brutal side suplex. Natas is covering in his own blood, and Billy Ray is too, but you can see the wicked stare in the evil one's face. Sam Natas, folks, has just begun to fight. This guy's like the Terminator. I don't know what to say, because no matter what Billy Ray does to him, Sam Natas keeps coming back for more. Good grief, Natas is now digging his sharpened fingernails into the open wounds of Billy Ray's forehead and bending over. Good Lord Almighty, is he biting Billy Ray's forehead? Hey, Sam, you don't know where he's been? He hangs out with a midget. Yeah, bud, like you never went to Vegas. Give me a break. Yeah, what stays in, when we go to Vegas, what stays, I know the phrase, I know the phrase. Inside the cage, Natas is now priming up Billy Ray's head into the match like a piece of cheese. And folks, I don't think Billy Ray is going to be able to win this one. Hard punches to the back of his opponent's head forces Ray to struggle out of the corner, and pushing Billy Ray into the ropes, Ray reverses the Irish whip. Natas doesn't let go of Ray's hand, and he unloads with a short arm clothesline and head over heels. Sam Natas just knocked Billy Ray back down onto the logo. Folks, get off your seat, because Sam goddamn Natas has just signaled for his finisher. He's jamming Billy Ray's head between his thighs and cranking up the drunken one into powerbomb position. Triple six sit out powerbomb on to the ledge. And this one is over. No Way's Ray kicking out. 1, 2, 3. Ring the bell because Sam Goddamn Nettis has just defeated the Drunken Bastard.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall, Sam Goddamn Nettis.
Oh my God, what a match. I can't believe these two hardcore BACW veterans went at it for your viewing pleasure. And I gotta tell you something, no disrespect to Sam Nettis or Billy Ray, but somebody had to win, guys. Opening the cage door, Nettis raises his sledge above his head, and folks, this has to be one of the best fights I have ever seen from Sam Nettis in all my career. As the bartender and Bud now enter the cage, tending to a knocked out Billy Ray, I have just been told in my headset that roving X-Zone reporter Candace Hoffman has tracked down the specter in the back, and she's going to ask this purple hair freak what he thought about his negative reactions that he received from his appearance on the iPay-per-view. I'm really not sure what the Spectre's going to say, but I'm sure anxious to find out. So without further ado, take it away, Candace.
Hello, fanboys and fangirls. Once again, I'm your sexy on the scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, and standing alongside me, ready for his match, is the Spectre. Let me ask the obvious question first. Why are you eating popcorn minutes before getting into the ring? Isn't that like swimming right after you eat?
Hold on. I've got my mouth full. Got the popcorn in my teeth. Damn. You ask a guy a question when he's got his mouth full. How rude is that, Candace? God.
Now, first off,
to those knuckleheads that are like in the back and those stands like that stuff, who said I went on these long last months talking to Leave Real, that I had the gall to talk too long to Leave Real and interrupt the little celebration of winning the world title? Shut the hell up. I will say as much as I want, when I want. And tonight is no exception. So sit back, relax, and don't look at me while I have the floor. Capisce? Now, to answer your question, Candace, why am I eating popcorn? Could it be because I'm hungry? Or need a snack? It doesn't matter, you know. You're not gonna get a stomachache. You don't believe those suspicions, do you? I mean, that's just silly. No, the real reason why I'm eating popcorn tonight is because tonight's wrestling show is just like a movie. You got the good entertainment, the plot twist. The unexpected occurrence. I wonder if that's going to happen tonight. Oh, speaking of unexpected occurrences, Mr. Lee Real, if you're listening to this, you better listen to some advice that I have to give you. You think that little run-in last month that Mr. Bizarre did on behalf of you and that little lady friend that the NDW were attacking last month, you think that was all something good out of the kindness of his heart? Well, if I were you, Lee Real, if you're absolutely the greatest person in the Federation and the smartest, then I'd watch my back if I were you. Because Mr. Bizarre isn't who he seems to be. He's not in this match to help you. No. Mr. Bizarre is in it for Mr. Bizarre. And I know what you're thinking, Lee. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking,
who the hell is that purple haired freak think he is? He doesn't know shit.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me show you how this is going to go down tonight, Lee, so that even you can understand. Mr. Bizarre, when he comes down and is your partner, and you think you're gonna hold his hand out to tag you in, that son of a bitch is gonna stab you in the back and beat you down like the dog that you are. And guess what? Who's gonna see this?
I'm not sure I follow you, Spectre, but then again, not many do. Still, you've come into the WEWA looking for a big piece of the World Heavyweight Champion, Absolute Lee Real. Why Lee Real?
Why Lee Real? Oh, Candace, baby, Candace. To answer your question, I could have easily gone after Alfred, or I could have gone after Mike Johnson, dude. But what would that have proven? It would have proven nothing. To get people's attention, you have to go with the big dog. And the big dogs that night were Rick Rice's and Lee Real. Lee Real just happens to have the belt right now. That doesn't make any difference to me. Because Lee Real, Rick Rice, hell, NDW, everybody in the WEWA is going to be in them. I told you before, and I'll say it again. Everybody will be a victim. Because I am the master of the mind game. And everybody falls victim to mind games, and everybody will fall victim to the guillotine.
Speaking of the champion, many have noticed some friction between you and WEWA World Television Champion Todd Knight. Do you hate Todd Knight?
Todd Knight? What?
Why would I hate Todd Knight? Huh? What makes you think I hate Todd Knight from me?
Oh, I know. You mean the incident backstage with the cottage cheese and the gerbil? No, Candace, you see, the Todd Knight situation is more or less a situation of guilty by association. And who is his closest associate right now? It's that little big rapper named Quarterback. Hey, Mr. Quarterback, why don't you go down to Cypress Street and pick up some of your stacks? I know you got a lot of friends down there. Let's go ahead and pick up some and give some to your brother in half the town of Austin while you're at it. How about this? Your name's Quarterback, and I can be a rapper too. My name could be, let's see, let's think of a good one. My name's Quaggy, brother, and I'm a rapper, brother. So listen to this, okay? Yo. Well, I know this rapper. His name is Quarterback. People think he's great, but he is a sissy bag. Well, this dude Quarterback, he's a motherfucking thug. He likes shooting up. He likes doing drugs.
Yo.
Oh boy. Now that was funny. That was a funny rap. Oh my god. Oh, I slay me sometimes. Wasn't that great? And I even added the word motherfucker into the rap. Like every other rapper does, they use that same little word in every single song. Oh my god, I'm a genius. Now see, by doing that, I got the Todd Knight. I'm working on little Todd Knight's mind, the little of it is that he has left scrambled up in that little head of his. And it's working, and I know he's just pissed off right now, and he just wants to strangle me. But that's what I wanted to try and do. You can try it, but it's not going to work. Because in the end, I'm going to have the last laugh.
Would you mind not spitting that popcorn out of your mouth and all over my microphone? It's kind of disgusting. Speaking of disgusting, are you going to brush your teeth before you wrestle? I think there's a gorilla in your mouth.
Yeah, we'd know all about gorillas in the mouth now, wouldn't you, Candace? Especially when it comes to that damn dirty ape, Rick Righteous. You know what? I bet you could put his entire banana in your mouth and still have room to swallow. Candace, you might want to be careful about putting bananas in your mouth because I hear that Rick is so rotten and shriveled up with disease from all his sleeping around and his steroid abuse. His banana's about to fall off the stem, if you know what I mean.
Okay, enough of the sarcasm. Everyone, including myself, wants to know, why did you come to the WEWA, and what do you plan on accomplishing in 2006?
I thought I already answered that, Candace. But to appease you in your journalistic job, why did I come here? First and foremost is to get some more notches in my belt. For claiming victims of the guillotine. When you see the guillotine is one of the most devastating and underestimated finishing moves in history of wrestling. And by 2006 end, over half this roster has been a victim. Anyone knew who I am, and I will get a lot and lot of attention. And that's why, Candace. Hey, baby. Hey. Wanna come touch my hair? You can't take your eyes off of it, can you? Come on. You know you wanna. You know you wanna touch it.
If you could describe how you feel right now before getting into the ring with one word, what would it be?
Well, let me say
one word.
Nervous? No, Chris Ross, catch on fire.
Excited?
No. That's
Orgy. We all know how he gets excited in matches.
Wouldn't be happy.
He's not up till after I claim a victim. Wouldn't be slap happy.
God forbid. Billy Ray.
Wouldn't be dead in the water.
No. That's Mike Johnson, basically.
How about confident? Yeah, that's a good word. Confident. Confident that no matter what happens tonight, there will be at least one victim of the year. Maybe even more if I have anything to say about it. You see, I come into this match actually the favorite because the other two know nothing about my past. You see, I have studied the other two. I know what makes you a crisis. I know what you open.
And it doesn't take a lot, believe me.
You might as well be dead right now. You might as well be in trouble. Where has he been this past month? Has he been hiding from me? You can't get away from me, Oprah. I'll get you sooner or later. At least Rick Righteous was appearing this past month.
Oh, but what was he doing? Oh my God, he was so worried about his hearing. Oh, the poor son of a bitch, his hearing is coming and going.
And we all know that disassociative anesthesia is nothing but a bunch of crap. Rick Righteous suffers from
dumb assiness. Oh my God, I hope it's not catching.
Well, that's more than one word, but I can understand where you're coming from. One more, okay? Have you ever been institutionalized?
Institutionalized? Well, have you ever not been penetrated by Rick Proctor?
Oh!
love to chew the fat with him some more, Candace, but I don't think Rick would appreciate me nibbling on the future ex Mrs. Righteous humongous love handle. Okay? Sorry, Tom.
This popcorn. No, it's popcorn.
It's missing something. It needs something. It needs. Oh! I know what it needs. Excuse me, Candace. This popcorn needs something. Something that'll make it just perfect. Bye now.
Thank you for your time, Spectre. Well, there you have it, folks. A man who's more complex than the Rubik's Cube. I'm your sexy on the scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, saying, if he's not on Ritalin, then Spectre doesn't belong on my show. Back to your promo.